We're joined now by Knoxville golf coach Barry Smith on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS, talking boys and girls golf. And, well, Barry, this weather warms up. That means good golfing weather. And, you know, nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too, DC. Yeah, the weather's been something that we're not accustomed to. This past week, we started practice. We've been able to be outside every time. We don't traditionally have that opportunity. Sometimes we're hitting inside, so the warm weather's been a blessing to start out the week.
Let's start out with the boys. Another state coming up, another state appearance last year, and you got I think pretty much everybody back from that team. And I've talked to a lot of the guys. That's their goal. Their goal is to not only get to state, but to do well at state this year.
Yeah, they really have some good aspirations of repeating their performance from last year. I think it caught some people off guard. Probably Coach Joel and I knew that they had the potential to get there. And so we weren't necessarily as surprised, but we really put it together towards the end of the season. And the effort that they had at Waverly, you know, if you recall, we went up to Waverly to play in their district meet, and at one point in time in Waverly ended up winning state, but we were ahead of all the teams there. So we really had a good showing, and I think that kind of has resonated with the boys to say, you know, we can do this, but we're going to be better at it. And, you know, I want to continue that mantra to go through the rest of the season to see if we can continue to grow and get on the right path. And but their mindsets are in the right place, and you know, they know they have some more to accomplish, and I really appreciate that from this group of boys.
It helps that you have several seniors that have been there, done that a ton of times with the Rosenbooms, Urban Ziller, and, you know, others that have played through the seasons, gone to state, made that effort. So how good is that to know that you've got that leadership for the younger guys to look up to? Maybe they don't get to varsity, but, you know, let's, you know, aspire to be those guys maybe down the road.
Yeah, 2 points on that. That's one, the ability, you know, you mentioned somebody like the Rosenbooms. Well, Brady, this would be his fourth year going to state, you know, and that probably doesn't happen a whole lot. Now, I've had it happen with some previous teams, but to know he's been in that position to be able to be on a state tournament team 4 years in a row, that's exciting. I know we get that leadership from him. I know he knows what it takes to be that golfer, to have the team excel. He wants to, you know, he's really chomping at the bit to follow up from his state performance last year. He didn't feel like, you know, he performed as the one golfer should be, and so he's ready to get back to it. But you mentioned younger boys have the opportunity to look up to him. I was talking with some of the boys the other night on the practice screen, and I did remind them, you know, it may be tough to break that lineup, to get to that varsity lineup this year, but I've got four of those boys that are, you know, that was from last year, that were on that state tournament team. Urban, you mentioned Luke and Brady, but then I've got Grant too, all of them graduating. There's four opportunities coming up next year. So this is your year. You perform well, and you can see what these boys are doing and have that opportunity to jump right in there next year.
You know, we don't talk a lot about JV, but those guys that might be playing a JV match, they probably need to have that mindset, okay, let's play like I want to be on a varsity roster. Even if I don't make it, I can kind of lay a foundation here.
Yeah, absolutely, and you never know what's going to happen. You know, and I'll give you an example. Urban's going to be gone the first two meets of the season. He's going to Rome to play volleyball, once-in-a-lifetime potentially opportunity. You can't pass that up. So we have an opening to start out the year. And so we're going to have the first couple of meets. We'll be without him. But, you know, it's going to give somebody an opportunity to jump into the lineup. So I want them to be prepared for that opportunity. And, be, you know, and I think that's the best thing, is to be ready. You never know when that moment could come upon you.
Talking to Barry Smith, Knoxville golf coach on KNIA KRLS. With this senior heavy team, is this more of a, okay, do I coach them? Do I, you know, how do you go about that when they've had so much experience?
Yeah, with them being in the program as long as they have been, it's probably going to be more course management topics, getting prepared for the next tournament, mental aspects that we need to focus on, making sure we're prepared in those mindsets. Sometimes we get into a little swing techniques that they're just struggling with a little bit, and we can see if we can straighten that out. But this year, and I know we mentioned this before we got on air, but I have just over 20 boys out, and that's a lot to work with. So I want to give those younger boys opportunities. So I'm kind of structuring practice a little bit differently, where I, quite honestly, I let the varsity just go out and play to begin the day, and then that way I can, Joel and I can work with the boys that aren't as experienced, get them some repetitions in, show them what we want to achieve, and then at the end of the practice, then I'll have the varsity boys come back and we can work on anything that we need some help with, whether it be chipping, putting, driving, anything along those lines. So it's been a little unique in this first week trying to set this all up and make sure it's going to work, but I think I found a niche that potentially can work for us.
And also it's good to have Joel Cady right there with you so he can help out, when the team gets split up a little bit, he can go, to another part of the course.
Yeah, he's been with me. This will be his sixth year with me, and him and I form a really good duo. Joel's really good at working with the boys on swing techniques. He's my equipment guy. Somebody wants to have a different look with a driver or putter, and it might make it cringeworthy for the parents when they see a new club come home, but we're really trying to fine tune as much things as possible, and Joel really monitors them well, and it kind of allows me to work on some other areas that I work with, but I really rely on Joel to do a lot for me, and he's so good with working with the kids.
So as we talk to Barry Smith, Knoxville golf coach on KNIA, Kevin, switch over to the girls. Understand you have a lot more girls to coach this year than in past. A lot, some of that has to do with no tennis in the spring, now in the fall. So got some of those girls, but numbers are up, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, I took a snap of the two greens, the practice green and ninth green, and just to show my family how many kids we had out. And this year I have 12 girls. Last year I had 5. And that's a good situation to be in, because some of the girls, one of the things that I've always been aware of is that they have other responsibilities too. Some have been in FFA before. Some of them are dual sporters. And, there's a couple times last year where I only took two to a meet just because there were so many girls involved in some other activities. And I recognize that. I don't try to be, I try to be cautious of that. But this year I'm going to have the opportunity to take, a full roster to these meets. And I'm excited about that. It gives us an opportunity to put a team score together. And I think that team last year, we got third in the conference. We did pretty well. And, I think we can build on that now that I'm not dual sporting with tennis. And, Nick gets them in the fall now instead of the spring. So I think it's going to be a good move for us. We've got like Ayla Williams that's out this year. We're actually doing a sharing agreement with Twin Cedars, and I have a girl from up there, Chloe French. I have a boy that's Wyatt Patty that's on our team too. So it's nice to see the numbers increase on both program side, because it does give us an opportunity to really teach these kids and get used to, something that they can do for the rest of their lives.
Front half of your lineup for girls should be pretty solid with your daughter Kaylee, Aislinn Prevo, and a couple of others that, bring back. What kind of things does the front offer so the back end can maybe kind of fill in there?
Well, what we're looking for is just more consistency. One thing that we kind of encountered last year with such a new team, I would say, I had Kaylee in Iceland and Brylan, Abby Kaiches, and Karma Keenan. Those were my five, but some of them were relatively new. Abby hadn't played competitively before, and one night I think the very first meet, she shot like 49, but then, the next meet she might have been in the 60s. And if we can just bring that down into the low 50s, then I feel like, you know, with Kaylee, she's really working on even more and more than she did last year. I think it will make us a little more competitive in some of the meets. And, you know, and that's what I want for the girls, is trying to kind of build off of that.
Conference-wise, boys, you're probably the favorite again however many years you've won the conference. Girls, you said you finished third. Is there, you know, maybe a chance to challenge, or, you know, what do you see in the conference for girls?
So Centerville's really good on the girls' side. They just missed going to state last year. They got thrown into a tough district. We really have a good rapport with Centerville. They're actually coming to Knoxville to play in a duel against this year. And they've got three or four golfers that are really solid. Three of them are seniors. So they're probably going to be the team to beat. I'm not always keen on some of the other ones. Albia's decent. They have a good number one in Emma Kipfer. Davis County, we don't see very much, so it's always tough. Sheraton will play against, and they can be competitive with us too. So we'll see on the girls' side, but I think we can be in those top three again. On the boys' side, yeah, we should be competitive. Albia got us last year, but they lost a lot to graduation. We're moving it back to Edmondson from all indications right now, and getting away from Atoma. That was kind of a course that caught us off guard a little bit. We hadn't had a whole lot of preparation for it, but I think we have a good chance to be the conference champs again.
All right, looking forward to it, looking forward to the spring, and hopefully this weather continues to stay warm. Barry, we'll talk to you later on this spring.
Thanks, Derek.
That's Barry Smith, Knoxville Golf Coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Cavalas.